And now a story in which life imitates art, or at least the plot of a Hollywood disaster movie. New research suggests a great earthquake on our offshore Cascadia Fault could trigger another great earthquake on the San Andreas Fault. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports there's evidence it's happened before.
Fans of Hollywood special effects or campy disaster movies may remember an NBC miniseries that premiered in 2004.
Where's the epicenter? Downtown Seattle!
The made-for-TV movie was titled 10.5, as in an off-the-charts magnitude earthquake, the first of many quakes in the flick topples the Space Needle. That initial rupture triggers a cascade of stronger quakes, which collapse the Golden Gate Bridge, too. By the end, part of California falls into the ocean.
What if I'm wrong?
I'm authorizing the evacuation of the entire West Coast.
The star-studded disaster movie was dismissed by West Coast earthquake experts at the time as impossible mythical fantasy, and there are almost too many inaccuracies to count. But an Oregon State University marine geologist says the miniseries was possibly prescient about one thing. Professor Chris Goldfinger says a major quake from the offshore Cascadia Fault Zone could trigger California's famous San Andreas Fault.
I mean, Cascadia is big enough by itself, but if you add in San Francisco and the North Coast, it is literally almost a grade B movie scenario, and people really don't want to think about that much.
Goldfinger's team reconstructs the history of great earthquakes along the West Coast by pulling sediment samples from lake bottoms and offshore underwater canyons. The long, skinny tubes of mud contain deposits from underwater landslides caused by long-ago earthquakes. Those earthquake traces can be carbon dated. For this investigation, Goldfinger compared the sediment records from the southern end of the Cascadia Fault with the northern San Andreas Fault, which extends under the Bay Area.
I've been just working on the chronology for San Andreas and Cascadia, and some of the events, I can't really tell them apart in time. They seem to have happened at more or less the same time.
Goldfinger says he found 9 to 11 instances over the last 3,000 years where a Cascadia earthquake seems to have triggered a San Andreas quake. He says his analysis of landslide traces finds no evidence for the stress transfer working in reverse, so from south to north. The two faults touch at a place called the Mendocino Triple Junction, which is offshore of, no surprise, Mendocino County, California.
When you have two big faults that connect directly, there's a pretty high probability that they're going to interact in some way. And so one fault triggering the other, or even becoming synchronized with the other for a period of time, is not a fantastical scenario. It's actually a fairly likely scenario. It just isn't on the radar, really, anywhere yet.
Goldfinger says carbon dating has limitations on its precision. The margin of error means that what appears to be a 1-2 punch of Pacific Coast earthquakes could potentially have been separated by years or even decades. Seismologist John Vidali says Goldfinger is out on the edge with his findings. Vidali is the former director of the Pacific Northwest Seismic Network, now a professor at USC. He treats the research cautiously because the San Andreas Fault and Cascadia subduction zone move differently.
I mean, one fault moves one way, subduction, and the other moves sideways with the strike slip. So there's a lot of details that are still hazy. But it's not so common to have linkage across two different kinds of faults, from a subduction zone onto a strike slip fault. So this would be kind of new and interesting.
Speaking via Skype, Vidali says it would be significant on many levels if linkage between Cascadia and the northern San Andreas Fault were proven. The possibility of simultaneous rupture raises the risk of catastrophic losses for the insurance industry, among other things. Oregon State's Chris Goldfinger will present the evidence for historic cascades of disaster at a major earth science conference in San Francisco. In a spooky twist of fate, his speaking slot is scheduled for Friday the 13th. I'm Tom Bonsi in Corvallis, Oregon.